Mopping the Dropouts there, 98.9 FM for the best country.
Thanks, Clay. As we said before the break, we're going to talk a bit about our AB tomorrow. And can't help but think, you know, as we think about people in the community who've been around for a very long time doing such important work, we're joined by two people who continue on that work in the community and have done for a long time. So we've been doing some work this month of November supporting, you know, the great work of the likes of, you know, Christian elders and church elders such as Ravina and Naomi Jean and leaders and no leaders. And so we're doing a special OB tomorrow for Mob to come down and support at the Murray School. The Murray School have been very supportive to open up their tuck shop tomorrow morning from 7:30 to 9:30. So people make sure they come down and say g'day and be part of the morning. You know, it's an opportunity to grab a feed and meet with some of the great people, not only of the station, but whose work we're supporting. So please do make the time to come down. I think the address will be around on the social somewhere to be part of that. Make sure you're there. I think we've got a call. We're going to make a call.
We're going to make a call. That's it.
That's it.
Do you know who we're calling?
I do know who we're calling. We're calling Angela Leach Barney.
Good morning, Carver.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to have a chat with us this morning.
Now, no worries.
Angela, just for all the mob out there, your title and role out at QUT?
I'm the Pro Vice Chancellor Indigenous Strategy at QUT, which means I look after a lot of the policy and strategic kind of visioning and across the university around Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander issues.
And you've been very busy over the last little bit.
Yes.
You're doing some
moving
great
into the busy time.
A very busy time, but you're doing some great work. You're supporting a lot of community organisations right around Brisbane and the community at the moment. You know, we're doing some work and they've got that in the pipeline. You're doing work with a lot of other community organisations. So just broadly speaking, you know, what is that sort of broader vision for QUT to be engaging at this time?
QUT believes that we're part of a civic university, which means we work with the wider community that's kind of around us to help build their capacity and meet their needs as well as our own. So in looking at that, we're looking at Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations in and around Southeast Queensland and seeing if they're ones that we can work with, that we can both partner. And we believe we get a lot out of working with the community such as yours and with the health service, which we've signed off an MOU with, and we place students there and we also help build capacity.
Oh, deadly. That's so good to hear. Now, you have heard of a bit of a project that we're running at the moment as well, our 98.9's Christmas Appeal. And we've got a few of the people here that we want to help support in the great work that they do, Ravina Waldron and Aunty Jean. And I hear that you'd like to make a contribution.
Yes, I know Aunty Jeannie from growing up in and around Woodridge, and I've heard of her Christmas Appeal growing up. And QUT would like to make a donation of $10,000 towards the Aunty Jeannie Christmas Appeal.
That's too good. Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic. Wow. Angela, Ravina, Aunt.
Angela, thank you so much for that. Very moved by it. And if you could express my sincere thanks on behalf of our folks, that's a tremendous gift. And over the years I've visited, especially at Christmas, I'm not only involved in this, what we're talking about now, my ministry is wider than that. But at Christmas we try to visit our families and trying to give them support over many, many years. And we're really grateful to 4AAA and yourself for helping us to be able to support the many and varied families. And they come from various parts of Southeast Queensland. That's going to be a tremendous help. And hopefully others will come on board that'll enable our folks to be able to have a better Christmas. I think everyone's entitled to that. And so please convey our grateful thanks. And I want to say on behalf of our community to thanks your university for that tremendous gift.
Thank you, Angela. Yeah. Ravina, you got anything to add?
Yeah, look, I'd like to also acknowledge what Aunty Jean's saying and to thank you very much to QUT and all your management and staff there. Just to think how far and how wide that these funds go to members of our community. For a lot of kids, it'll bring a lot of joy. And just to know for some families that they'll be able to celebrate as a family together with all the sorry business that we've had throughout the whole year. Christmas might be a time for people to be able to come together and to celebrate together as a family and as a community. You know, just to be part of communities to be able to receive this gift is absolutely unbelievable. So thank you very much. I know that we're booked in for Cherbourg on the 12th of December, where we go out there and we take hampers out to families and we take gifts out there to the families, and we have a service around that to acknowledge each and every member that has been with us and those that have gone, and we hope to be able to celebrate in a joyful way. So thank you so much. It's wonderful. I know that Auntie Jean's got Christmas dinners. She's organising this right across here of the Brisbane region. And I think that for everyone that can come along and support that as well, and those that might need a bit of helping hand, a bit of joy, please come and enjoy the Christmas spirit.
It's community's pleasure. Growing up, I used to see Auntie Jeannie do all her great work in the community, and when we heard about this appeal, it was a bit of a no-brainer for us. We thought about it and just thought, yes, we're going to be all in for this, because it really does support our community, and I've seen firsthand how that works growing up around Brisbane.
Oh, good on you. Thank you, and thank you to QUT, but also, you know, thank you to both Ravina and Auntie Jean. You know, when people...
Oh, they do fantastic work.
Absolutely, you know, and it's not just this time of the year. You know, Auntie Jean and Ravina and others are always called on for church services throughout the year, and they do a lot of sorry business all throughout the year, and they're supporting families in their time of need, you know, not just at Christmas. So it's really deadly for us to be able to provide some support and the great work that they do. And that's our way of saying thank you. So thank yous both. And make sure you come down to the Murray School tomorrow.
Yes.
7:30 to 9, down to Murray School. Thanks, Ange.
Sounds great.
Deadly.
Yeah, thank you, Annie. Thank you, Rena.
Bye.